My favorite pet, two. As the fourth tentacle pressed against his ruined tail hole, Scray tensed up. His body was glistening with the sweat of torment. His abdomen and thighs covered in his semen, his mind ablaze with pain and agony. Arousal dormant from his powerful orgasm just moments ago. I willed the tentacles that held his neck force it backwards. His draconic eyes locking with mine, tear-filled and beautiful. Scrounged up from the sensation of the constrictive pressure on his empty testicles. Tears flowing freely from the stabbing pressure of his ruptured sphincter. And the utterly dreadful wrongness of his ruptured innards. My eyes creased in what would amount to a smile in other races, and the fourth tentacle ripped him open, while at the same time I loosened the psionic manipulation on his mind so that his senses were dulled to their regular faculties. He gasped in release as the pain subsided, then closed his eyes and let out a sharp yowl as the tentacle ripped him open further. Shaking in the grip of the writhing mass that bound him, shaking the few iotas possible in their tight bondage. I willed the tentacles wrapped around his neck to crank his head forward again to see the now four protrusions that stabbed against his abdomen. One and then the other pressing forward in an attempt to pierce through the soft scales of his belly. Blood spattered and sprayed out on the stone floor as the black masses pierced him deeply and excavated the innards in his lower body. Gore that he could smell but I could not, registering in his senses, revealing an awful stench that made his mind light up in perverse pleasure from the knowledge that it was his own. His knotted cock, so utterly spent, still managed to harden up yet again, the 10 wriggling black worms inside undulating and wriggling this way and that. His nutsack tightened up as little as it could in the constrictive embrace of the tentacles wrapped around and within. I willed the larger ones to relent their pressure and the smaller ones to wrap around his stones individually. Coil after coil of worm-like tentacles inside his pouch, cocooning his nuts in an ever-growing bondage. The tentacle they sprung from dividing further, allowing more length to travel inwards, wrapping around and around. Whenever the huge indentations in his stomach relented, my pet could see his nutsack grow thicker, the two individual stones becoming more and more pronounced, hidden within a writhing mass of small lines that grew thicker, his nutsack becoming heavier, swelling to the point where the skin was stretching out from the pressure from the inside. He gasped and groaned as I finally willed the worm-like tentacles to squeeze. Such was the sheer mass inside his nutsack now that nothing could be seen with the naked eye. But oh, how he felt it. The blaze of agony as his stones were compressed directly burning in his mind. The masochistic agony feeding me further with concentrated psionic energy as his testicles were compressed to the point of breaking. Yet the undulating tentacles around them prevented them from bursting with their sheer mass and magical strength. His agony further increasing from the pressure building up and never resting, his nuts compressed to a fraction of their normal size. He screamed hoarsely, knotted cock spasming, as his second masochistic climax of the day made his mind light up, and I reached my head in to yet again caress his sweat-glistening head scales with my mouth, feeding off the immense psionic energy. Throughout it all, my member was hard as a rock. Yet I never touched myself, there was time enough for my own pleasures to be had. With a gesture of my three-fingered hand, the tentacle simply vanished from existence. The small kobold unceremoniously dumped to the floor with a dull thud. Skray's cruelly compressed testicles swelled up and then oozed apart, the pressure having squeezed them into a pulp that flowed slowly to the bottom of his nutsack. His spent cock, still trembling with release, fell limp and gaped open, blood flowing from the abused entrance. A plop and a splatter announced his tailhole dumping whatever bits of gore and blood remaining in his lower abdomen out of his ruined entrance, his lifeblood spilling onto the stone floor. He was truly shivering now, curling up on his side like an infant, convulsing, mind fading from the loss of blood, mind reeling from the unnatural sense of his bowels evacuating themselves utterly, senses overloaded with pain, nose overloaded with the stink of all, ears twitching from the sounds of his very self making its way out of his body. I stepped to my discarded robes and retrieved a golden rod that ended in the head of some divine creature or other. A beautifully sculpted figure of a winged woman with rubies for eyes. I moved towards the small kobold and rested it on his muscle. "Kiss it," I projected into his mind. He opened his darkening eyes, barely able to focus through the agony, and gently kissed the head of the rod. I spoke the command word, and powerful divine magic coursed through his body. The dullness of his mind sprung into bright lights yet again as the restorative spell contained in the rod passed down through his body, his innards reassembling themselves, the torn flesh of his tailhole mending, pulling up and together again, flesh knitting flesh, in a glow of golden light as his body was regenerated. His limp cock, still twitching, tightened up to its normal size, the gaping and bloody hole in its urethra tightening up again. The mushy fluids in his nutsack coalesced in a circular stream that pressed this way and that, the skin pushing and pulling as if a whirlpool was inside, as the mush reassembled itself and then combined and healed, his testicles formed and as shapely as ever. A few moments passed, and Skray drew in a ragged breath, then another. The scales of his chest rippled as he drew in deep breaths, regaining his senses and his health. "Get on your feet." My pet adroitly kicked his legs back and lifted his hips in a graceful backwards roll that left him standing on his feet in one motion, his body fully healed and spry as ever. We were now facing one another, the blood and gore on the floor the only evidence of the torture I had just subjected him to. "Clean up after yourself." Skray instantly began to make passes of his clawed paws, reciting a minor incantation that would whisk away the mess to some plane or the other. The blood and guts shimmered and then vanished in a puff of steam that smelt slightly of seawater, as far as I could divulge from his mind. I was already turning away, stepped over to my desk. The huge ebony construction holding various tomes and spellbooks and other arcane objects. I rested into my chair, made of dragon bone with stuffing made out of quackoth hides and stuffed with owlbear feathers to cushion my slender buttocks. My pet stood utterly still, claws clasped in front of him, looking expectantly at me. With a wave of my hand, I gestured him over, and he practically skipped the steps to come near me and climbed up the chair, this act being one we had practiced many, many times over the years. He stood on the seat, legs on either side of my thighs, and he dared to muscle his snout towards my head and made contact with my tentacles that wrapped around his skull, allowing him to grind his forehead against my mouth, the most utter sign of submission he could possibly do, causing a thrill of domineering pleasure to ripple through my body and making my erection spasm heavily. The sheer amount of psionic submission that could be delved from his mind, especially so close, made my senses heady and my mind lightheaded, as I gripped onto his shoulders, ready to pull him down and impale him on my cock. My strength was enough to hold him in place, and he wrapped his legs around my torso, and I guided his backside down towards my throbbing member, slick with the mucus of my species and the copious amounts of pre-cum that had been flowing through this whole session. The tapered end of my erection, grayish purple and glistening, made contact with his pucker, and he tensed up with a hiss as I began pushing him down. It had been a while since he had riled me up to the point where I had to expend regenerative magic to patch him up again, and one of the side effects was that any stretching and previous use of his tailor had been healed up fully, the flesh taut and tight, as if he was a hatchling virgin. I huffed out what would be a grin to other species and gripped him tighter. Scray meeped as I pulled him down harshly, spearing the juvenile kobold, his teeth gritting as he bore the pain of losing his virginity to my large cock that spread him out too hard and too fast for comfort. I huffed and began pulling the small kobold up and off my cock, exiting his hole and plunging back in, renewing the painful stretch of his virgin tail roll, taking something larger than it ever would among his own species. He yipped out as I pulled harder, my cock traveling deep inside his tail hole, stretching his sphincter to the point of tearing. His paws were wrapped around my torso, his legs around my stomach. Only my hands controlled his descent and pull-off as I used his body like a toy, my muscles burning as I rammed him down again and again, the hatchling squealing and moaning as he was spread out so, his knotted erection forming and grinding against my stomach, trailing his pre-seed over it. I was getting near my climax, his tight hole milking my cock, his moans and groans against my chest spurring me on, the submissive psionic call of his mind exalted to be claimed as if it was the first time. The sensations racking his body of painful pleasure as his hole was stretched painfully, it was all too much. My mouth produced something akin to a growl as I got to my feet and pulled him off my throbbing member with a squelch, manhandling the meeping kobold so that he was lying on the large desk on his stomach, his spot sticking out, tomes flopping noisily to the floor, a silver decanter clattering as it was pushed off and impacted the stone floor. I grabbed his tail harshly and roughly inserted my cock inside his gaping and slightly bleeding tail hole, driving myself to the hilt in one powerful thrust. Scray yelling out in pain as he was impaled and then rotted mercilessly. I jammed my prick in again and again, the desk rattling and screeching as it moved ever so slightly forward on each thrust. My pelvis met his small backside with wet slaps, the mucus of my body glistening on his red-hued scales. I leaned forward, one hand still gripping his tail, the other grabbing onto his shoulder. Using his weight as leverage, I could drive even deeper, my cock spearing his insides like it was my first claiming. The buzz of pain in his mind as acute as that very first time, if not more so, as his virginal tailhole was spread and torn slightly by my hard and fast rotting. I was already riled up from the torturous action so far, and my climax soon approached. The desk grinding across the floor as my pelvis thrust forward as hard as possible. My member erupting deeply inside him as I painted his insides white with my semen. Huffing and puffing. The hatchling moaning and groaning as the hammering of his prostate and the utter sense of submission caused his recently healed nutsack to tighten up. His draconic semen spraying out of his knotted cock to spatter down on the floor. My pet yipping and yapping his way through his painful orgasm as I drove my prick deep inside with hard thrusts. His tail hole gripping and milking it for all it was worth. I did not even want to bother with pulling out of such a snug hole. And Scray meeped as I pulled him towards me, and moaned out in comfort as I wrapped my arms around him, and took the surprisingly plenty of steps back to my chair, both of us groaning out as I sat down with a plop, my tired legs giving away. His tail hole spreading out a little as gravity pushed my half-hard erection deeper inside him, the semen squelching noisily and dripping out on the pristine fur that covered my chair. We were both matted in a sheen of sweats, and he pressed his scaly back into my chest, melting into my arms as I rested my head down on top of his, tentacles lazily petting his head scales, caressing his neck and throat, the occasional appendage sneaking down to give his nipples a flick that caused delightful giggles to erupt from his muscle. Scray had been through a lot. His mind was reeling from the recent experience of excruciating torture. And with the sensation of my prick up his sore and deflowered tail hole, he gave a happy sigh and craned his neck backwards, eyes lidding over. And he fell asleep.